Foley. Rain, rain and more rain. If it's not raining where you are now, don't worry, it's coming for you. Breezy with highs of 11 to 16 degrees. Today FM News is more at 3.
If it's not raining where you are now, don't bother coming back to Ireland.
Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley.
It's me.
The music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Hey Ireland, how are you? Ray Foley's my name. JP joins us.
How are you?
Oh, how nice of you to join us. This is Sarah McInerney on RT Radio yesterday. Dozens, I think it's yesterday, well, at least dozens of people sent this to me last night before I went to bed, okay? Sarah McInerney is celebrating, you know Sarah McInerney?
I do indeed, yeah.
Sarah McInerney is celebrating Maths Week on the radio over there on the RTEs.
Exciting times, yeah.
And she asks this question.
Uh-oh.
On the RT radios.
You have four white socks and three black socks loose in a drawer. How many socks would you have to pull out to be certain of having a pair?
Sarah, we've covered this already, sweetheart.
In depth.
Of the same colour. Once more. You have four white socks and three black socks loose in a drawer. Mm. How many socks would you have to pull out to be certain of having a pair of the same colour?
Sarah, would you be looking though?
Am I allowed to use my eyes, Sarah?
Because Sarah, if I'm looking...
Here we go.
Then all I need is two.
We settled this the last time. We went to source. Sarah, we called them.
But look at Sarah doesn't even say without looking either in the question.
Right. You have four white socks and three black socks loose in a drawer. How many socks would you have to pull out to be certain of having a pair of the same colour?
Once without looking, Sarah.
More. You have four white socks and three...
Girl, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time and my time.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. Thank you, Sarah.
Chances to win on the Today FM.
Today
FM.
Cash
machine. There we go. 20,000. Snoop Dogg, Justin Timberlake, and Signs. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love, Ireland afternoon. Hello there. It is a disgusting Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for turning on Today FM. Hopefully, we can brighten up conditions wherever you are. Hopefully we can brighten up your afternoon. Outside it may be raining, but in here it's entertaining. The weather may be frightful, but this radio is... just work with me, Jesus. Keep the ball in the air. You know, I'm doing my best over here.
It's sickening, actually.
Yeah, horrible out there. It was actually... Dublin wasn't one of the counties on the list, was it? Should it have been?
I think it was. East and southeast, particularly bad.
Very dark earlier on. And it was hammering down rain, and the next thing, flashes of lightning in the sky and a rumble of thunder. Let's see. Text. I was saying I love conditions. Terms and conditions on the www.todayfm.com over there. For terms and conditions for your Today FM cash machine. And it's funny, for a man in such terrible condition, I love conditions. Anthony says you just dropped into your doctor to see what condition your condition was. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was
in. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Oh yeah! What condition my condition was in.
Oh, so good. Yeah, I was at my GP's for my flu jab earlier on, actually.
Okay, right, yeah.
Got my flu. He wouldn't give me the COVID because I'm not old enough. So there, in your face. Not old enough for the COVID jab, but he said he'd give me the flu jab, so I went in for that. He also, he's quite honest, my GP. You know, medically, he can talk to me in a very straight, very direct way.
He's straight talking, is he?
He sure is. Pulls no punches, takes no prisoners. And, I went to the doctor and guess what he told me? Guess what he told me? He told me I was overweight. That's what he told me. I said, is that it? That's all you... 7 years in medical school.
You need a trainer for that, did you?
I've got a mirror at home, sweetheart. Ray, the answer is three socks. Whichever
here we go. I know!
Sarah, are you still on this, love?
You have four white socks and three black socks loose in a drawer. Mm-hmm. How many socks would you have to pull out to be certain of having a pair of the same colour?
Two, Sarah. Unless you're not looking, in which case you pull out three. Hey, did you see the story about Leo Varadkar?
What's this?
This is Leo, the leader of the Fine Gael party, the Taoiseach over Ardkirk.
I've heard of him, yeah.
He did an Instagram video. The Taoiseach gave his Instagram followers an insight into his home life and food preparation routine, sharing a snap to his Instagram story. We were talking about this yesterday, but it's gone viral now. Everyone making passing comment about Leo Varadkar's containers. His partner, what's his name, Matt? And Matt has all the food prep done for the week. This is, I guess, on Sunday. And he had a series of plastic Tupperware containers with all of their lunches laid out. I took a look at it. I wasn't particularly judgy about it. I was looking at it going, oh, imagine having the time to do that. Because they had an immaculate fridge.
Nicely organised, was it?
All perfectly laid out. Portion control. This is why they look as good as they do. In Leo's fridge were several plastic boxes lined up next to each other across two shelves. On the bottom shelf, there were various packets of fruits and meats. However, the image sparked backlash on social media because some of the Tupperware tubs had no lids on them.
What?
Then he had to follow up and say, no, we do put lids on our Tupperware. My issue with this whole thing is time and meal prep. Meal prep is a huge problem for me. I'll tell you why. If I cook a dinner on a Sunday night and it's supposed to last, say, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I cook it and I eat it on Sunday, I don't want to eat it again on Monday.
Yeah, you're bored of it already. That's the thing, though. That is
I'm not going to do it. Let me call my meal prep guy.
You've got a meal prep guy.
I'm going to call Lisa because she's my...
She's your meal prep guy.
I follow Lisa on Instagram, actually. I started following her a couple of weeks ago. And
it's ringing.
Lisa.
Lisa. Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
Is that Lisa?
Yes.
Hello, Lisa. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you, Ray?
I'm pretty good. I follow you, the Irish Calorie Queen. I follow you on Instagram. I've been following you for a couple of weeks. I saw something. Did you put up something for either an air fryer or a slow cooker thing? And I thought, do you know what? This is what I always do with your stories, by the way. I screen grab them, save them into the phone, intend on cooking them later at a later date, and never do it. Instead, I just watch you on Instagram cooking food that I will never cook. Yeah. How are you?
I'm great. Yourself?
Pretty good, yeah. Tell us, I was looking, did you see Leo Varadkar's plastic Tupperwares in the fridge?
I did indeed, me in half the country.
What do you make of it?
I think, to be fair to him, I think he did just take the picture without the lids on it, just so you could see inside.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think it was enforced. I do think he intended to put the lids on.
And he didn't do it.
He didn't do it. Yeah, the only other thing I would say, actually, he obviously had 5 days worth in the fridge as well, which would be a big no-no too.
Why? Because it won't keep, is it?
Yeah, you'd really only keep maybe 3 days worth. Now, if I was meal prepping, if I was doing it for Monday to Friday, by the tourism on Friday, you've gone to the freezer or you're back doing it on the Wednesday.
Okay. And would you, how many days in a row then? Would you do the whole week and put some in the freezer and have some left over then, is it?
Well, no, what I would try to do is I try and make, you'll see in my recipe, some of them are a lot more than what I'm cooking for and I'll freeze the extra.
Right, so you won't, you won't
keep in the freezer for 3 months.
This is what I was whinging about, is that like, if I cook a big dinner on a Sunday, I don't want it again on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. Do you know the kind of way? I think most people feel kind of the same way. So what do? You stick it in the freezer and then you have a variety all the time that you pick from.
Yeah. I just write on it what it is and the date so that you know you've got a 3 month window. And sure, even if you're making that one or two extra each time,
yeah,
you know, you've any amount of variation and as you're pulling them out.
It'll build up, I suppose, over time. Come on, you've lost a load of weight.
I have. I've lost 4.5 stone.
Oh my God. That's a lot. It's not much to me. it's a lot to anybody else. And is it just counting calories then, or watching your carbs, or what is it?
Yeah, no, counting calories for me. You can get into the carb thing. You know, I do that the odd time too. But for me, like you'll see on my page, like I love my spuds and my rice and my bread.
Yeah. So how do you balance that then? I suppose with the rest of it, just count the calories. Just keep an eye, count the calories, is it?
Yeah, just counting the calories. It's really just a calorie deficit, so it's just burning more calories than you're consuming. So between that and exercise, it's not just all eating my way skinny. It is mostly food, but it's getting out, walking, like as you can see on my page, I've got a couple of young kids, so It can be hard to juggle it all, but we get there.
It builds up your muscle mass, though, if you're juggling two kids at the same time. Mm, yeah. Depends on the size of the kid, I suppose. tell us, what would be your cheats, that not cheats, that's the wrong thing, but what would be your hacks in terms of keeping the calories down and cooking something? Like Leo, let's say we want to cook a meal prep for the week. What would be the best options for us?
Well, I think the big trick, I think, that works is it. Meal prep in itself, it isn't just batch cooking. You know, it's sitting down, say, at the weekend and planning what you're going to cook for the week. By doing that, you've got your shopping list. You know, even if you do, you could go better again. You could do it online shopping and you're not even impulse buying.
Yeah.
And it's just, once you sit down and you plan it, and then you've bought the things, then you're less likely to go feck it because, you know, especially the way things are now, you're not going to want to waste it.
And so it's more
clever.
The freezer then rather than the fridge like Leo then.
Well, the fridge is great. Like, we all use the fridge. But when you're getting towards the end of the week, it really should be coming out of the freezer or cooking on the Wednesday.
I got you. What's your favourite? What's your favourite to cook in advance or to have in the fridge or in the freezer?
The chilli is the number one to have in the freezer. It's so versatile. It's my favourite.
Oh yeah, Lisa.
That is hot.
Oh, where are you from, Lisa?
Into Dundalk.
Oh,
a fine town. A very fine place.
Town.
Yeah,
go
up
on.
Come on down.
Lisa, thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Thanks, Ray.
Much obliged. All the best. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye. You can follow Lisa on Instagram. She's the Irish Calorie Queen on IG. We've been very Fine Gael there. Very FFFG.
Need a bit of political balance or something? I mean, it's all Fine Gael so far.
Who's the political correspondent? Sean
Defoe.
Write him a name. Send him a memo.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll take
just
it
for balance. We've got to get this. Write Sean a memo. This is our political reporter, political correspondent. Dear, to whom it may concern.
To whom it may concern, okay.
To whom it may concern.
Yeah.
Sean, brackets Sean.
Sean, yeah.
Hi, Sean. Comma.
Hi, Sean.
No, just go with hi, Sean.
Foley. I'll delete that.
JP here from Ray Foley's show.
Right.
Any chance, we've been doing a lot of chat about Leo Varadkar and his fridge/Tupperware situation.
Yeah.
Any chance, for balance.
For balance.
You could get in touch with Fianna Fáil's Micheál Martin.
Martin, yeah.
And Sinn Féin's Mary Lou.
Mary Lou.
And who's in the Greens?
Eamon Ryan.
Eamon Ryan. Let's write that down as well.
Eamon Ryan. Yeah.
Are we going Labour as well? Ivana, is she in there? Geez. Dear Sean, check all the fridges. Send. Just for balance, okay? Yeah. I want to see all the fridges before the end of the show, right? She came from Greece, she had a thirst for love. This is Today FM. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. Hope and common people, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. The lady lost 4.5 stone. 4.5 stone. That's a lot of stone. You can follow her, Irish Calorie Queen, on Instagram. And she was giving us advice for meal prep. Use the freezer if you can, or by throwing some stuff in the freezer rather than spacing it out for the whole. This is where Leo and Matt are doing it all wrong. Mm. When the whole week's worth in the fridge, I wouldn't touch it. It'd go in the fridge for 4 days, and on Friday, it'd be in the bin.
0874 100 102. Adam's been in touch, Ray. He says, will you stop, Foley? I saw you in the morning show dressed like the women in black, and you were like a rake. My wife even said, God, he lost a few pounds.
Your wife is wrong, because the scales don't lie. But the black works.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's very slimming.
I wear black now all the time, for that very reason. When I lose 4.5 stone, following Lisa's Instagram, I tell you what, I'll be wearing all the colours of the rainbow. Let me call my politics guy. Look at it. We've been very biased. Very unbalanced up until now. It's ringing. Very unbalanced and very biased in our coverage of Leo Varadkar's fridge. And I feel for balance. Hello, Sean Defoe. Today FM's political correspondent, Sean Defoe, everyone. Sean, how are you? Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Good. I'm just reading your memo.
You've got it, have you?
Yeah, I've got it there.
Have you been in touch with cogs here, cogs in the FFFG propaganda machine. I feel that really we ought to reach out to the other parties, and for balance, rather than just looking in Leo Varadkar's fridge, we should perhaps be looking in the others as well.
Sarah McInerney is talking about socks on Radio 1, okay?
Absolutely.
We're dealing with the serious hot button issues. A hot potato, Ray.
Sean, this is what the nation wants to hear. This is what the nation wants to talk about.
This is what people really want. You know, what's going on inside that fridge? Okay, so I've reached out to some of the parties.
Are you serious? You didn't actually do this, did you?
Oh, yeah. No, I've done the stuff. I've done the research.
Yes. I love it.
When you set me a challenge, I take it very seriously, whether it's sandwiches or anything else.
Where are you, Shaw? Are you in Leinster House?
I'm not in Leinster House today, no. Okay. I am hiding, building an ark, given the day that it's working
out. Horrific weather, yeah. Okay. So you've reached out to the parties and their various spokespeople. Who have you heard back from?
Right. So Sinn Féin have made no comments. No, I'm going to get in trouble for saying that. No, they did.
So they haven't gone back yet, or they're actually saying no comments?
No, they didn't say no comment. So Mary Lou McDonald, I rang one of her advisors and she said she actually does not know, and Mary Lou McDonald, in fairness to her, has been in the Dáil entirely since, so they haven't had a chance to answer. So we do not know
Shane
what Mary Lou McDonald knew at first.
Shane Ross would know. Yeah,
have we flicked through Shane's book, actually? He might have the fridge.
Go through the index.
860. Sandwiches and secrets.
Get Shane in. A Toblerone in the fridge. Or a caramel bar. I love a caramel bar when it's been left in the fridge. It's nice and chunky. Right, so we've yet to hear back from Mary Lou, but that's not a no comment necessarily. Who else have you got?
So we've also got, Eamon Ryan's advisor says that he sometimes goes home for his lunch. So she couldn't say if he actually meal preps or not, but he gets his lunch served up to him or gets the leftovers. So I'm kind of taking that as a yes, that there is some meal prep done in the house and he gets it that way. Very sustainable. Yeah.
Labour. It would definitely be green. Be a lot of lettuce, a lot of scallions.
Lettuce grown in like the window box of the house as well, you know, to get it off to the
absolutely,
pandemic. Yeah. Labour have confirmed that Ivana Bacic occasionally brings in a sandwich wrapped in tinfoil, but I have not been able to confirm what is in said sandwich or what her favourite sandwich is yet. Okay. So there's a lack of transparency there,
Sean, that I don't like. We'll follow up on that.
Well, that's why I'm a kind of clinker them rather than tinfoil. You get the transparency, you can see what's in the sandwich.
The appropriate use of the Fourth Estate. And is that it?
Finally, the Taoiseach. The Taoiseach is the only one who has actually come back to us. So, the Taoiseach buys fresh produce from the English market in Cork and brings it up to Dublin with him. Also tops up that produce in Dublin to keep him going during the week. Salads, salmon, etc. And he is partial to some 70% dark chocolate for a treat.
Well done, Micheál Martin.
This is great detail.
And well done, Sean Defoe, for commitment to the bit. The unexpected commitment. Listen, sir, thanks a million for that. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Cheers, man. All the best. Bye.
Ray Foley.
Well, now you know what you need.
With Supermax and Super Subs. Oh. Delicious subs, soups and salads. Always fresh, always tasty.
We're holding their feet to the fire, JP.
Can I just say, they're accountable. Can I also say, this is not taxpayer-funded radio to listen to right now.
It's independent radio.
All right.
At its best, at its finest. We're holding their feet to the fire. Or more, their face to the fridge. Stick around. We're playing Carly Rae Jepsen next.
The Last Word with Matt Coop. Even after all this time.
Lewis Capaldi and Forget Me. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Hello there. Ray here, JP. Bell. Huh?
How's it going?
Oh, good, yeah. Text and WhatsApps for your Wednesday afternoon, 0874 100102. Lads, that was the radio content I didn't know I needed. Fair play to both of ye and Sean Defoe for really going for it from Noel. The radio content you didn't know you needed. That's what they're going to put on our gravestones. That's the tagline for the show. Ray Foley in the afternoons. The radio content you didn't know you needed. This, of course, is the story. Leo Varadkar's fridge, we all saw inside it at the weekend, Sunday, whatever, last 2 days. Tupperware with no lids on in Leo's fridge. And we're thinking, what about the other leaders? The leaders of the other political parties. In order to be unbiased and to be fair and balanced, we should look at all the fridges.
It was nice to be able to get our teeth stuck into a meaty topic.
Absolutely.
Really drilled down.
No, we don't often go political.
Yeah. But when we do, we really go for it.
On this occasion, we felt we owed it to you, dear listeners, and to Ireland, before you go to the polls. Interesting that Micheál Martin said he buys all of his food in the English market, or at least that was our interpretation of his answer. He buys all of his food in the English market in Cork. Not looking for the Dunn's in Ballyvillan. Is it a Super Value up in... Oh, sure. Where is it up? It's not grown in Brougher. Where is it? Anyway, whatever. Sorry, Ray. Let's do a roll call. Sorry, Ray. I will be on Shaw, but I'm running a tad late. My canoe capsized on the way to work. Very wet out there from rolling it in Navan. It is incredibly wet. Who texted? Someone said they're in Tramore. It's not raining at all.
Apparently it's lovely down there.
They're lying to us. Ray and JP, I can confirm it's Wednesday, even though it feels like it should be a Thursday, in case you're unsure, Ray. Loving the show. Hey. A, from Lorna in Longford. And Irene on show. I love the two of you when you pretend to... Sorry, I love you two that pretend typing is hilarious. What do you mean? How dare you pretend typing? What on earth are you talking about? Pretend typing?
It's a genuine it's thing genuine. That I typed.
Right back to Irene.
Irene.
Dear Irene.
Thank you for...
Madam! Oh, wow. Madam!
We're going in hard.
All caps. Oh. Madam!
Exclamation points.
Your scurrilous accusation with regard to our typing... Can't be tolerated. Yours, etc. Raymond Foley.
Esquire.
Esquire. Yeah. Send, hit send, hit send.
Ray Foley.
How dare you, man.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group. Now open at the N17 Plaza in Tume.
Play Marshmallow and Anne-Marie next.
Can you take a call for the cash machine?
Oh, my God, yes.
Fat Boy Slim and Praise You, this is Today FM. Playing the music you love.
Hey!
Ireland, good day, how are you? You're wet. Oh, good, it's rotten out there. Ray Foley's my name. JP on production duties this afternoon.
Right over here, yeah.
How are you doing? So this story, actually, this is this poor girl, she was on her social media. Lisa Gilroy. It's kind of an Irish name, actually, isn't it? But she sounds American in the video. She seems to be there. She is.
I just wanted to talk about what
she seems. She looks kind of like she's an influencer. She's in her room, and she seems visibly upset.
Right.
Did you see this video?
I have not seen the video. No.
She does seem very upset. She puts a message to her followers. She tells the whole story here. Have a listen.
Okay, this is my second attempt at making this video. I just wanted to talk about what happened last week. I opened up my DMs to my followers for, like, a competition to...
She's very upset.
She's really upset, yeah.
She says she opened up her DM. Do you know what that means? It means, like, she...
Direct messages.
Like, lets people send her direct messages to enter this competition that she's running on her Instagram page, okay?
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, I opened up my DMs to my followers for, like, a competition where you could win a day with me on set on this new show that I'm working on. And see a sneak peek of the project. So last week I took 5 of these people with me to set, and it went so badly, which is embarrassing because I thought that, I thought it should have been a fun time for all of us, but I think sometimes people forget I'm not just like a personality or an influencer, like I'm a real person. And so I made the mistake of assuming that these people were going to treat me with respect, the studio with respect, the staff there with respect. And I was so wrong. Almost immediately when we got there, one of the guys drank from the chocolate river that I said was off limits. Another person brought their grandpa, even after I said guests weren't allowed, and they drank the pop that I told them not to drink, and they floated up to the ceiling. A girl turned into a blueberry. Someone completely destroyed my scroll room.
Yeah. Well done.
A guy shrank himself down, like TV size. And this is all stuff, by the way, that, like, I have to remedy, and my staff has to take time out of their day to remedy. So they spent days... juicing that girl to try to get her into regular girl again, and stretching the guy, and it didn't, like, he's so tall and skinny, and he doesn't look right, and he doesn't look normal, and I know that his family's devastated by that, but it's just like, maybe that's my fault for opening that up to everyone, but then to top it all off, to find out today that the majority of those people also shared my special secrets with a guy in a tunnel. Which, if you have been following me for any amount of time, my special secrets are kind of all I have. So, all that to say, I won't be doing the competition next year, and, people suck.
Yeah. She learned a lesson. She looks like she learned a tough lesson
come
there.
Come on, turn the radio.
She's very good, though. Lisa Gilroy, her name is. Worth checking out if you want to follow her on Twitter. This is Today FM. Cheap thrills. Say it, cheap thrills. This is Today FM. This show's gone for the dogs, I tell you.
Get down! Get down, dog! Get down! I told you, get to sit. 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 JP doesn't like dogs. JP,
you're not a dog fancier.
If you call it, he just wants to sniff you just for a second. Just come over here, Benji. Right. Okay. Come over here, Benji. Good boy, he's a good boy. He just wants to sniff you. Right. Do you have dogs yourself? Do you have a dog yourself?
I don't, actually, no.
Get down, Benji! Benji, no, get
he's
down!
He's vicious.
Leave him. Vicious. Get down, Benji.
This is a dog story in the Irish Times today. Oh, yeah, we're sending our dogs abroad.
Right.
Dogs from Dublin are being sent as far afield as Sweden and Italy in efforts to rehome animals following the removal of COVID-19 restrictions and the closure of another dog pound in Dublin. So there's this is the new Dublin County Dog Shelter has been looking after dogs. What do you see, the thing is, let me call my dog person.
All right. I'm no longer surprised.
No, my dog guy, sorry.
Yeah.
I've got a guy for every. Please hold.
This is a guy with expertise in dogs. Not a guy who is half dog, right? I'm just clarifying. Your dog guy.
And what half? Top half or bottom half? It's ringing.
Hello?
It's ringing. Hello, is that Emily?
Yeah, it is.
Hi, Emily. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Hi, I'm glad. How are you?
You're in the Dublin County Dog Shelter.
Yeah, we are, yeah.
I'm just reading the story. Sending dogs to, like, Italy and Sweden. What is it about our dogs that's so special compared to dogs in those countries?
Well, Sweden has stricter laws than Ireland, so...
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's a better life for them over there, really. Some of the laws would be that you can't leave your dog alone for more than 6 hours. You can't tie your dog up inside or outside for any more than an hour.
Wow.
Dogs must be kept on leads. They've lots of dog parks for dogs over there. So it's a really good life for them over there.
That's amazing. I was just like, so they've legislated then for, it's in the rule of law that dogs get much more, well, rights, I suppose, really, compared to the dogs over here.
Yeah, they kind of live for the dog over there. You could be jailed, fined, or banned from owning dogs for life if you didn't abide to these rules.
That's amazing. Because when you consider, geez, even anywhere you go in Ireland, there's a barking dog somewhere. So you can hear a dog barking. You're thinking, we'll never let that poor dog in or take the dog for a walk or whatever. But that just wouldn't be possible in these places.
No. We rehome dogs all over the country, but especially with the lurchers and greyhounds, they've been overbred here.
Yeah.
So they're very interested in them over there. So they're doing really well, and we're getting lots of updates from the owners, and we get lots of pictures, and it's great to see them in their new homes.
Do you put up pictures on your website, and then they get in touch with you that way, or how do they make contact with you?
So basically it works for the rescue called Star Rescue.
Right.
So Star Rescue come over with a rescue in Sweden called Hundar, and they come in a big truck, and so they collect the dogs from us. They go to Limerick, and they do their quarantine there, and then they head off to Sweden and Italy.
So when they go so how long is the quarantine time?
It's about 4 weeks because they have to get their rabies vaccine here and their pet passport so they can travel.
Mm-hmm.
And
when they go to Limerick, they fly out of Shannon then, is it? Or they fly from, do they fly?
As far as I know, they drive all the way.
Oh, right. Okay. I've never seen a dog drive. There you go.
Yeah.
Very talented dogs.
Yeah.
They got the Google Maps. I wanted to ask you, actually, this is something that I've been thinking about, because where our dog, she was kind of a lurcher, foxhound type, a big old dog she was, Izzy. For 14 years. She was our first baby. We loved her very much. She was a rescue dog. And she died. She's no longer with us. And we were dogless for a few years. And then during lockdown, we became a COVID cliche. We went after a year and a half of lockdown. Now, in fairness, it wasn't in the first week or two. We were like, we're getting a dog. We finally got a dog. Our new dog, Fred, he's very well settled. He's part of the family. He's well acclimatized. But we had, like I say, we had a dog for like 14 years. So we knew what to expect in terms of getting a dog. But a lot of people, I think, during lockdown, during COVID, and when they were at home and thought they'd have time at home with a dog, loads of people got dogs. Is it the case now that they're giving them back or they're surrendering them?
Yeah, so we're getting a lot of dogs in at the moment, especially surrenders. The numbers have gone up, especially since March and April. I think people have gone back to work and they didn't realise the amount of effort and work a dog can take sometimes. It's also a lot of money as well sometimes, vet bills and food and everything. In general, since COVID, there's been a lot of surrenders, and usually it's the dogs between the ages of about 2 and 3. They've kind of grown out of this at the baby stage, and they're creating, they have these like behavioral habits that, you know, have caused issues in the home. They don't like children, or they've snapped, or whatever it might be, really. And a lot of them, they just don't have any training in them. And so we have to start from the beginning with the basics of sit and paw and everything, just so they can get a nice home.
And you're able to do that, though. It's not like these dogs are lost causes altogether, that once, you know, they're bold dogs, that's it, give up on them. You're in a position to be able to train them up or turn them around.
Yeah, we do our best here to do the basics with them, but we are looking for homes that will put in that effort too.
Yeah.
And to keep up with the training and do what they can do to introduce them to other children and dogs and things like that, and just get them socialised, really.
Yeah. If people, the rates are alarming. They're disgusting, the amount of dogs that need to be put down as well. So if people are interested in adopting, rehoming, what's the site they can go to, or where can we find you?
Yeah, so we have a Facebook page, cool. Dublin County Dog Shelter. We're also on Instagram, but Facebook would be our main one.
Okay.
So all of our strays and our surrenders and dogs that are available for adoption are all up on our Facebook page there.
Yeah.
And we put up cute little videos sometimes of the dogs, and we reshare them constantly just to get the dogs out as fast as possible to the lovely homes.
Uh-huh. Most of your photographs end up on my WhatsApp between myself and my wife with the two words, "Can we?" ? next everyone has to say. I think a lot of people will be tempted. We'll check you out on Facebook then if anyone's interested. And it could be the time. And a dog that's a little bit more mature might be a little bit more manageable rather than a puppy piddling all over the floor as well, which is a good selling point as well. Listen, Emily, yes. Thanks so much for taking my call.
No problem. Thank you
much
so
obliged.
Much.
Bye. 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 Bye.
Bye. Bye.
The Dublin County Dog Shelter on Facebook. Okay. Elvis JXL. This is Today FM. Elvis versus JXL, a little less conversation. This is Today FM, playing the music you love, Ireland. Good afternoon.
Nice.
Texts, WhatsApps, hellos, how he is, 0874-100-102. LOL, thanks, Ray. My poor dog gone ballistic after the dog barking on the radio. He ran downstairs and is out barking at the door. Ray, love the show. Hey, from Valerie. And shout out to Valerie's unnamed dog. This is for you. Didn't we have... Oh, this is bringing back memories now. Didn't we have dogs singing Christmas carols?
Oh, right.
And people used to complain... Oh, hang on. Maybe it was cats singing Christmas carols or dogs singing Christmas carols, and people used to text in and complain when I'd play it, and then that would make me play it more.
Typical.
Dogs, carol...
I mean, people love Christmas and people love dogs and people love singing. So it's like tick, 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 win, 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 right?
Oh, I've got Reservoir Dogs. No, hot dogs. The Baja Men Who Let the Dogs Out. No, it was kind of Xmas. Hang on.
This is very unsatisfying, Ray, if you can't find it.
I can't find it. Yeah. You'll have to give me some time to find it if I can't. No, I can't. Dogs. I've got loads of different dog things.
Do you know
here.
What? It'll be more seasonal in a month and a half's time, so we'll do it then.
No, nope, we'll wait. Oh, for God's sake. We'll wait an hour and a half now for this.
I tried to move it along. You heard me make the effort.
No, I don't have it. 0874-100-102. I do, I shall find it in a couple of minutes for you. Give over. That's Valerie. We have Jessie, age 7, who we adopted from Animal Haven in Kerry in May. She's just amazing, and we adore her from Nuala. This is it. Lots of dogs have been given up for adoption. And again, we've got one, so I'm not looking at another one. And lads, Lisa Gilroy, she's one of my favourite people ever to follow. Please, please watch her wine tasting story. This is Lisa Gilroy. We were saying about the influencer, the Roald Dahl link, the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Very funny.
Very good.
She's hilarious on the wine tasting story from Sandra. Sandra, I'm on it, and I will be sure to check it out. Thanks for your recommendation. And voice notes, 0874-100-102. Was it Will that sent a voice note into me? Will?
Thanks for those very loud dog noises there, Foley.
You're welcome.
I was just getting out of the van to make delivery.
Right.
And heard the radio up quite loud and heard a dog barking.
So you heard my dog barking sound effect, was it? Not a real dog, was it?
Jumped back into the van and whacked my head off the door. So thanks for that.
You're welcome. Listen, man, it's all part of the radio package. Enjoy.
Ray Foley.
All right, moving on.
With Supermax, home of the 100% Irish chicken breast sandwich. Visit supermax.ie.
I see. I'll see if I can find those dogs or cats doing Christmas carols. I'll play Lizzo and the Today FM Cash Machine call is coming up. Lizzo, that's called To Be Loved. You're on Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. I found them. I found the dogs.
Oh, thank God.
This is the Christmas. I was starting Christmas somewhat early by playing this. You see, it's dogs.
Yeah, but does dog Christmas start earlier than human Christmas?
Yes, it does.
It falls earlier.
Yes, it does.
Right.
They've got a different calendar. It's their physiology. It's a physiological thing.
Okay.
the thing is, it's funny, because you see, it's dogs, right?
Dogs.
And they're barking to the tune, of Jingle Bells. I used to play this every December back in the day, and then people would text in and say, please stop playing that because it's driving my dogs crazy. And I'm sure I have a cat one as well. Happy Christmas, everybody!
I'm going crazy over here.
Today FM's Cash Machine.
Down, dog! Did I tell you? Sit up! Sit down!
Dogs,
sit down! Get off him!
You need to discipline that dog.
Sit down, dog!
Do a bloody radio show here, and I've got Benji over.
Just get down, dog.
He's very aggressive. You know where he learns that? He gets that from the owner.
Lay down.
Oh yeah.
Lay down.
Tell you, the apple didn't fall far from the tree.
Lay down.
He didn't lick that off a stone.
Hey guys, to the FM Cash Machine.
I like that.
David Guetta and I'm Blue. I'm Good, Blue. I'm Good. Sorry.
Go again.
The song is called I'm Good, brackets, Blue, from David Guetta and Bebe Rexha. So, or Bebe? Bebe. Bebe. Yeah?
Bebe.
Bebe?
Bebe Rexha.
Sure, whatever you're having yourself. Kathy's over there. All right, Kathy.
Hi, Ray.
Hiya.
Why the hell would somebody ruin Eiffel 65, I'm Blue, with that muck? That is an absolute disgrace.
Kathy, an Eiffel 65 purist, because the original was sensational. It was a classic. You couldn't touch it. Why didn't you tell me isn't it Ava's birthday today?
Oh, is it?
I think it is.
Is it?
Because you never mentioned
it. Hey, Ray.
Hey.
You say a big happy third birthday to our daughter, Quiva.
Quiva, not Ava.
That's why I didn't have the calendar.
You say a big happy third birthday to our daughter, Quiva.
Quiva!
From her mum and dad.
Yeah, of course. Happy birthday to Quiva. I can't believe it.
Happy birthday.
She's 3 years old today, Quiva.
Wow.
Lots of love from mum and dad.
Well, lads, love the show.
Hey, that's Quiva and indeed Ava.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group. Now open at the N17 Plaza in Tume.
That's your fault.
That's
your
fault.
That's my fault.
I'm not having that.
Right.
Stick around. We're playing Sam Fender in a couple of minutes for you right here.
Showless.
Today FM, Becky Hill, Crazy What Love Can Do. Okay, what have I got for you? Hi, by the way, Ray Foley's here, JP there.
Yeah.
JP, I have either, what are you in the mood for? What are you feeling? I have either James Corden.
Right, yeah.
The story rumbles on.
Okay.
Or I have Silvio Berlusconi for you.
Well, we've done politics once already today. Is it too early to return?
It's up to you. It's entirely up to you.
It's a lot of pressure. Let's go Berlusconi. Go on.
Let's bongo. Silvio Berlusconi in the news today. This is the story of him. He's back in the news, isn't he? Isn't the new Prime Minister, a pal of his, or in the same party or something?
I think she... It is a she, isn't it?
She, yeah.
She got his seal of approval. Yeah.
And he was up on stage with her and recently photographed the resurgence of Berlusconi, which is... It's great to see,
isn't
it?
Great to see him back, yeah.
We're back on the radio and Silvio Berlusconi back on the political stage. I mean, what's worse? Although every afternoon right here on Today FM is a bunga bunga party banging out the hits. Silvio Berlusconi in the news today, he says he exchanged, quote, sweet letters with Vladimir Putin of Russia. Former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi said he was back in touch with Russian President Vladimir Putin He had recently exchanged what he called sweet letters with him, according to an audio released by an Italian news agency. I like the idea of these sweet letters being like on smelly paper.
Yeah.
Written in glittery ink.
Are those pieces of paper that have like teddy bear pictures on them and they're actually
hello,
pink.
Hello Kitty.
Yeah.
Thinking of you. What are the two teddy bears? Best friends forever?
Yeah. Is that what they're called? Lovely.
Smelly paper. Mm. So it's pink and it's smelly and it's scented. And on the pen is a glittery pen, and on the end of it, it's got a troll with the furry hair.
Does he sign Berlusconi the last eye with a love heart above the eye?
He almost certainly does. Bunga bunga, sincerely yours, etc. Silvio. Right, Destiny's Child, bills, bills, bills. This is Today FM.
At first we thought it out real cool. So you made me a pay my bills.
Beyonce, when she used to do pop music bills, with the other Destiny's Chows.
Maybe we could chill.
Bum, 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 bum. Bills, bills,
so
bills. Ding a doom, 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 doom. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Ray Foley on Hello, How Are You? At Fancy Pay. I got it wrong. Catherine texted 0874 100 102. Silvio Berlusconi writing, quote, sweet letters to his pal in Russia, Vladimir Putin. On fancy paper. What did I say? Smelly paper. Wasn't fancy paper smelly, though? I mean,
yeah, it was part of a whole family of stationery that had a smell on it, wasn't it?
I never understood how... My cousin was big into fancy paper or smelly paper, and I never understood, because it would involve... It mostly had, like, drawings and colours and little images all over them. So how would you ever get anything written on it?
Where do you write?
It's mostly picture, isn't it? This is... fancy paper, one of the biggest crazes in the 80s in Ireland's schools. And you've got the sad puppy dog?
Yeah.
Do you remember the sad, like a, what's that dog? What's the dog?
A beagle?
No, like, what's the other one? A basset hound.
Very close to a beagle, yeah.
Well, yeah, not close enough to be a basset hound, though.
Sorry.
There's Pierrot, the mime, or the clown, the sad clown. There's the teddy bears, of course, the friends forever. Oh, and strawberry. There was a strawberry surprise of some kind. And if you smell the paper and it would smell of strawberries, that would be the surprise, I suppose. It's like, you can imagine Vladimir Putin opening up a letter from Silvio Berlusconi, opening up and going, what is this now? And you go, oh, that is a surprise. That's strawberry shortcake.
There you go.
Was it a strawberry shortcake surprise, perhaps?
People are very exercised about this. Somebody has texted, just scented paper, eye roll emoji.
Smelly
paper. You keep saying smelly paper. So they're saying it's scented paper, right? Get
no,
it
well,
right,
it's not.
Man.
It's actually texter.
Stand
it's fancy
down.
Paper. Love the idea of Silvio Berlusconi and Putin sending each other sweet letters on scented paper. Smelling of strawberries, very fragrant. Of course, they were in Irish college together. That's why they were saying this. Those questionnaires in the copybooks at the end of Irish college, they've still got each other's names. That's how they got the addresses. Just catching up with each other, you know. This is Today FM. Black Eyed Peas and Pump It. This is Today FM. Scented paper.
Yeah.
Different to fancy paper, apparently. This has been an education, I must say, dear listeners. I thought fancy paper was scented paper, but no. Michelle's over there, Michelle.
Ray, yeah. I'm telling you now.
What?
I drove my poor mother demented years ago when I was about 6 or 7 searching the town for fancy papers. And she had not a clue what I was looking for. Transparent papers.
Yeah.
With nice pictures on them. And yes, scented papers. Love the show. Hey. Michelle Monaghan. Thank you.
Here's Michelle. And then were there smelly rubbers as well, then you can guess. Like erasers with a scent, with a fragrance. That's a whole other can of worms I'm not prepared to open. That is so much we didn't get to do on the show today.
Oh, no.
I swear to God. We didn't get to do Silvio Berlusconi.
Yeah.
Where we talked to South County. What's Berlusconi? Is that a place?
It's an area in South County Dublin, yeah.
I've never heard of it, and I live in South County
That's
Dublin.
That's where it is.
Where we talked to South County Dublin's foremost Silvio Berlusconi impressionist. He's based in Berlusconi. He calls himself Silvio Berlusconi. And we didn't get to do Miley Papyrus. Yeah. Staying on the paper theme, where Miley Cyrus tells us she's releasing her own range of smelly papers in Miley Papyrus. We can do that. Please, God. Please, God, give us another crack at this. We're back tomorrow.
Ray Foley.
From 2 p.m. Matt's next. Have a lovely evening. Supermax.